Welcome to the Praying Believers Podcast, where we uncover biblical truths from God's Word. Get ready to be refreshed, encouraged, and transformed as our pastors and leaders bring us insightful teachings, profound revelations, and life-changing truths from God's Word. Each episode is designed to equip and empower you to become confident of who you are in Christ. Don't miss out on the life-changing messages that await you. Now, let's dive in.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God a praise. We thank God for His life that is within us. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that has been poured out in our spirit man. We thank Him for His hand that is continually upon us. We give Him praise. Hallelujah. I just want us to lift our hands to God this moment and thank Him for life. We should thank Him for the gift of life, for the benefits of salvation. Let's thank Him for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We said the dwelling of the Spirit in us is the dwelling of power. The dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us is actually the dwelling of Christ. Right? We said the Holy Spirit is actually the evidence that Jesus Christ is alive in us today. So we should give Him praise. Let's thank the Father for the giving of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we started looking at being conscious of some of the privileges that we have in Christ Jesus. The essence of this is to bring into awareness the things that God has achieved for us in Christ Jesus. And you see, the moment you bring to consciousness, alright, the moment you expose yourself and you are conscious of all that God has done for you in Christ Jesus, the better for us, the better for you. Alright, and we said that perception is stronger than reality. In fact, if you perceive something that is not true, something that is against the Word of God, and you embrace that thing to be the truth, alright, if you perceive that, you hold on to that thing long enough, alright, that thing will dominate your consciousness. So what we need to do, even concerning the truth that we have been found, that has been found in the Word of God, is to lay hold on them and perceive them rightly. Alright, we should perceive them rightly. He said, you know, he says, sanctify them for by your word, for your word is truth. The Word of God is truth. What the truth there is talking about the fact that the Word of God is reality. Alright, the Word of God is real, and that is the essence of these teachings. This morning, we're going to look at the name of Jesus. Alright, so we should be conscious of the name of Jesus. In Philippians 2 verse 8, it said, and being found in fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on the earth and things underneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Now look at that verse 9 again. It said, wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Right? I want us to pause on that. Alright. And we should look at the fact that God gave him the name. Alright? The name of a person represents the reputation of that person. Represent what the person stands for, what the destiny of the person stands for, or what you call a perceived destiny. You are given a name by your parents because they saw something about you. They looked at the future and they looked at, okay, this is how the destiny of this child should go. And then they gave you a name to that regard. The same way about Jesus, all right, after he defeated Satan, alright, based on conquest, God gave him a name, and that name is above every name. Right now, that is that. Alright, God gave him the name. And the name that the Lord gave him is above every name. So it means that the name of Jesus, all right, has power over any other thing that has a name, whether on the earth, whether in heaven, or underneath the earth. The name of Jesus is above every other name. So what is he saying here is this: if the name of Jesus is above every other name, it means that as long as that thing has a name, the name of Jesus is above it. To be above means to dominate, right? To be above means for something to be in subject to that thing. So every other thing is in subject to the name of Jesus. Maybe concerning your healing, concerning your career, concerning your ministry, concerning your children, concerning your marriage, whatever the challenge may be, whatever the vision that you want to receive of the Lord, whatever the thing that you're going through, the name of Jesus is above them. So what do? You lay hold on that inheritance that you have in him, and then you bring every other thing under that name. See, in verse 10, he said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now, notice here, he didn't say at the mention of the name of Jesus. So, even though it is good to call on the name of Jesus, he said, call upon me, I will answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Okay, now, so it's good to call on the name of Jesus, but we need to understand it is not in the calling, all right, it is in the consciousness, all right. Authority, firstly, all right, most importantly, is not just in the calling, it is in the consciousness. Being aware, all right, of what that name means, being aware of what that name stands for, being aware of the authority that has been given because of that name, that is where it starts from. It is from that revelation of what that name means that you give expression to it. So don't just call. You must understand why you're calling. You must understand the essence, all right, the importance of that name. And it says here, it said the name of Jesus is above every other name. All right, sickness has a name. All right, lack is a name. Whatever you're going through has a name. So bring to subjection everything that you're going through that is not in alignment or in accordance to the will of God for your life. Bring them under that name. And to bring it under the name of Jesus means you should be conscious of that name. All right, he said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It means that everything, all right, that is under the name of Jesus will bow to the name of Jesus. To bow means to surrender. To bow means to give way. To bow means to come to utter destruction based on that name. So whatever you're going through that is not in alignment with the will of God, all right, it will come to total destruction based on your consciousness of the name of Jesus. Now, how do you become conscious of that name? It means you need to, be aware. You need to arm yourself with the revelation of all that God did in Christ Jesus. It is in the sacrifice of Jesus that you understand the name of Jesus. Right? So, number one is to understand the revelation of all that Christ did for you. Right? That name of Jesus is rooted in the sacrifice of Jesus. Hallelujah. It
was because of the sacrifice of Jesus that the Father gave him that name. All right, he didn't get that name just by sitting down. He didn't get that name by being born. All right, it was in, you know, when he was giving birth to, the parents gave him a name based on the revelation that God gave them. But that wasn't the name that God gave him when he rose from the dead. It was the name that he was given to when he rose from the dead. We are saved here. Right? I'm going to continue looking at the name of Jesus. But one thing I want you to do this morning is that try and get yourself rooted in the sacrifice of Jesus and all that he did on, you know, starting from the birth of Jesus down to when he was killed on the cross, when he was buried, and when he rose again on the third day. Try to get yourself rooted in those stories, reading your Bible, meditate on them, pray with them. And you know, we said before that it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal the person, the character, and the works of God to you. As you're doing that, open your mind up to the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will reveal more to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you all that the name stands for. So today, as you go about your activities, be conscious of the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that that name has been given to you. All right, it is your inheritance. You can use it. All right, you can use it. All right, it belongs to you. Jesus Christ didn't get that name for himself. He got it for the church, and you are the church. You are a believer. The name of Jesus will work for you today. All you need to do is be conscious of it. We'll look at how you can be conscious of it in our next devotion. Right, so I call you blessed today, and I declare over you and yours that the hand of the Lord is upon all that you are doing in the name of Jesus. For someone who is listening to me today, you are weak in your body. I declare that the strength of God is ministered to you. Receive the strength of God. You know, you feel like a newborn babe in the name of Jesus. The strength of God is ministered to you. That you are weak in your mind, you are weak in your body. Whatever part of your body that you are experiencing weakness, receive strength now in the name of Jesus. All right. Have a lovely day. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of the Praying Believers Podcast. We hope today's message has left you refreshed and equipped to live out the reality of who you are in Christ in your everyday life. Don't forget to stay connected with us on social media, where we share updates and additional resources to help you grow in your faith journey. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for the latest news and updates from our podcast community. We also invite you to join our weekly prayer meetings, held every Saturday at 7 p.m. West African Time and 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Join us on MixLR using the link provided in the episode description. We encourage you to spread the word and share this podcast with your friends and family. Together, let's create a community where we grow in faith and understanding of God's Word. Thank you once again for joining us on this transformative journey of spiritual growth. Be sure to tune in next time as we continue to explore the truths in God's Word. Until then, stay blessed and keep walking in the fullness of who you are in Christ.